So Gareth, your second consecutive century for the under-19s.
Yeah, it was last night we had our team meeting, had a good chat about what we're going to try and carry today, and can say the boys were a bit nervous last night, but once we got to the ground, got the warm-ups done, everything just, boys chilled out and thought, go out and do this, guys, not a problem. So just my days, you know, and chanceless, and ball came under the bat, second ball went for four, after that never looked back.
Fintan McAllister and Owen Morgan both batted well as well, he scored a lot of boundaries.
Yeah, Finto, great to bat with at the start, nice and relaxed, he just went out, shot a ball, smashed it from ball one, it was great, took the pressure off me, and then when Owen came in obviously, you know, it was great batting with him, all his experience, just I played a few loose shots during the middle innings, got a bit tied down, he just came down and said, look, relax, you'll get a bad ball, and knocked the ones about, and then carried on from there.
That's great. Brian, 352 for six. You must have been delighted with that.
Absolutely delighted, Barry. We came to the ground today. We saw the wicket. We thought it was a 280, 300 wicket. Luckily, old Morgan called right, won the toss, and we had a bat, and we exceeded all expectations. Got off to a fly of a start. Fintan McAllister was very, very good. 44 off 34 balls, and Gareth batted right through the innings, and great contributions from Owen Morgan, 92. David Rankin, Robert Rankin, James Hall didn't get much of an opportunity, but they will bat tomorrow, and we'll get them hopefully into a bit of form for the big game on Thursday.
What about the bowling? I thought the spinners bowled particularly well after a wee bit of a slow start.
Yeah, I mean the key to our bowling is the spinners. James Hall, Greg Thompson, and Gary Kidd are very, very reliable bowlers with lots of experience behind them. I thought Niall McDarby bowled very well at the start, bowled quite quick. Neil Gill was reliable from the other end. And our surprise package today, Gary Wilson, we got three overs out of him, who will normally wicket keep, but we've two very good wicket keepers in the squad, so we just chopped and changed a bit today.
Yeah, so looking good maybe for Sri Lanka?
Well, it's early days, but I you know, this time last year Holland actually beat us at this age group, and this was always a potential banana skin, but everything's been very professional. We had an hour's team meeting last night. We set out in stone what we wanted to do and the three disciplines of the game, batting, bowling and fielding. To me, we did them all brilliantly. And look, tomorrow's another day. We play Denmark and we'd certainly go into that confidently. And a win tomorrow will guarantee a spot in the next World Cup.